the Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. The Green Knight, Arthur's court is in session, and there rides into the court on a great big green horse, a giant knight. And the knight says, "I have a challenge. I have an adventure. I challenge anyone here to come down here and take this great big axe and cut my head off, and then 1 year from today, meet me at a green chapel," and he tells them roughly where the green chapel is, "and I'll cut his head off." And the only knight who had the courage to accept this curious invitation was Gawain. And the knight gets off his horse, sticks out his neck. Gawain comes down with his axe, and there's the head. And then the knight stands up, picks up the head, gets on the horse, and rides off, says, "I'll see you in a year." Well, that year, everybody was very generous to Gawain, and he rides off for the year. As the day approaches, he finds himself before a little hunter's cabin, and he thinks he'll ask advice here as to where the Green Chapel is, and tells him, "I've got to be there in 3 days." And the hunter greets him, and Gawain tells his story, and the hunter says, "Well, it's the Green Chapel. He's just down the way here. It's about a couple hundred yards. And why don't you just spend the next 3 days with us, and we'll entertain you, and then you can go to this adventure." "All right, very well." So the hunter says, "Well, I've got to go out for the day on the hunt." And he says, "You'll spend the night with us, and then in the morning I'll go forth, and in the evening I'll come back, and I'll give everything I will have got during the day to you, and you give to me what you will have got during the day." But in the morning the hunter rides off, and Gawain's in bed, and in comes the hunter's gorgeous, beautiful wife. And she tickles Gawain's chin and invites him to love. Well, he's an Arthurian knight, a knight of Arthur's court, and to betray his host is the last thing that a knight can submit to. So he resists this woman, and she's very, very aggressive, and he's very, very stern in his position. And finally she says, "Well, let me give you a kiss anyhow." So she gives him one big smack, and that's that. In the evening, the hunter comes back with a great haul of game, throws it on the floor, and Gawain gives him a kiss. And they laugh, and that's that. Second morning, a similar event. The wife comes in, and Gawain gets two kisses. And the hunter comes back with about half as much game, and he gets two kisses. They laugh, and that's that. The third morning, the wife comes in. Now, here's a man about to meet his death. He's about to have his head chopped off. Beautiful woman, the last moment, I mean, of the possibility of this wonderful fulfillment. And again, he resists. She gives him three kisses and her garter. And she says, "This will protect you against any danger." The hunter comes home with just one silly, smelly fox, throws on the ground, and he gets three kisses, but no garter. So comes the time now to go and have your head chopped off. Do you see what the tests are of the night here? One is sex, you know, lust, and the other is courage. So he approaches the chapel, the green chapel, with the green knight whom he's about to encounter, and he hears the knight whetting this great knife, this great axe. He comes to it. And the knight is there, certainly, the great big green fellow, and he greets him and says, "Okay, put your neck out there on this block and I'll chop your head off." And he lifts the axe, he says, "No, stretch out a little more." He does this three times. And then the axe comes down and just cuts his neck a little bit. The green knight says, "That's for the garter." Well, this is the origin legend of the Knights of the Garter. Here's a knight who really transcended the two great temptations, fear of death and lust for sex and the joys of life.
And the moral?
And the moral is that the realization of your bliss, your true being, comes when you have put aside the what might be called passing moment with its terror, and with its temptations, and it's a statement of requirements of life, that you should live this way.